Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm Crispy.
I'm Zap.
Are you a parent?
Are you a nerd?
Do you need a new group of friends?
Well, we got new episodes every week.
And you get to participate in all of our game segments. Our show, Super Dad Bros, is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out on your drive to work.
In the shower.
Anytime. We're going to be there for you.
We are Super Dad Bros.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Chris from Toasted Marshmallow Adventures Podcast, and in this episode that's coming up next, we recorded this one in bed, so I apologize about the sound, it's not the greatest. We recorded it on my iPhone, so it's all on one track, but we still thought it had some entertainment value to it and some funny stuff, so we decided to still put it out. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the
Toasted Marshmallow Adventures Podcast. Pew, 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 pew.
We have nothing.
That's not true. Why are you doing this?
No, no sound effects.
Oh, no, I just...
Yeah, sheesh.
You generally am good at pews. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah. People didn't even know that until you said that.
Know what?
Pew, 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 pew wasn't the real sound effect.
You can tell
pew,
if it's a pew pew as opposed to like our hype button
in
there.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
So, what night? Thursday night?
Is it?
Ramblings night, guys. So we're doing a test.
Yeah, the audio on this may suck. We're just in bed right now.
Yeah.
Chatting.
I'm actually lying down, except for my head is propped against the wall, and Chris is like elbow to shoulder, kind of holding himself up, but his head is freestanding. It is not leaning against the wall. You have a freestanding head, dude.
My neck muscles can support it.
Would you like to hold the phone? So we're trying.
Is the thing.
Okay, we're doing a test to like.
But it needs to be
talk. I'm talking now though, so I'm pointing it at me. And
oh,
then
so you're like the. And how, what do you think, sir? And you put the camera up to the other or the microphone
I
to
think
the other
so.
Person. Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah, so we haven't done this before.
This is all on one track, so if our levels are off...
It's not our fault.
It is our fault, but
it's
we
our
can't
fault.
Do anything about it.
Sorry. Best we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was either like this or like... I didn't want to go into the studio to tape tonight.
No, didn't.
So I was like, what if we use two cell phones and then we match them up later? And by we, I meant Chris.
Yeah.
And he was like, how about we don't do that? Oh. Sorry, I just dropped you.
We just dropped the recording equipment.
Well, it's all
the
right.
Phone.
Yeah. So let's talk about the trip we just went on. This is a Ramblings, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in bed. If this sucks really bad, we're going to...
Oh my God.
I dropped
second
it again.
Phone drop. Oh
okay.
My God.
If this sucks really bad, we're going to...
It already is.
No. Dropping the phone is not...
Twice?
It does. I don't think it makes something suck. But we'll see. Maybe it does. Who knows?
I know.
This
it could
is a
be
poll.
Our like, most popular episode.
Who knows?
That's how this shit goes. You
I know.
Do some...
Crazy,
the shit
right?
You think is brilliant and no
nothing
one fucking
happens.
Listens or watches.
Yeah.
You some dumb shit. A million views.
Million views. So, yes.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Like, since you... I felt like you made a big deal about something that was nothing.
I thought
nothing.
We were just talking about that, though.
Yeah, but...
That was the topic.
Something that was nothing was the topic?
No, you, like, do something stupid and get, like, a million views, but something...
Oh, because I dropped the phone twice? Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, so,
know.
But... Where are we at in this ramblings is what I want to know.
We haven't gotten anything.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
So, on. Hello. Let's ramble. Do you want to talk about our trip to California or no? Chris is shutting the door.
Right over there.
What do you mean? This is ramblings. You don't leave and come back, dude.
When it's in the bedroom, there's no rules. So...
Who said that? Is that a rule?
I just made it up. Yeah,
so that's a rule.
It's in the bedroom. Ramblings in the bedroom.
You're not allowed to make rules about rules.
There's no rules.
The rule is there's no rules.
I don't think like that's a rule.
It seems like
there's no rules a rule. Okay, let's ask the question to our listeners. Is no rule a rule?
Yes.
No.
In some weird way, I feel like it might be.
I mean, yes. And no, like, rules, but is also
like no rules. Whoa, that's a rule.
And wordily, it's not.
I don't think wordily is a word.
I know.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. Is no rules an actual rule?
Yeah, who knows?
Like people, most people don't enjoy. Eventually, don't enjoy living in chaos. Like kids, kind of actually. Seem like they want boundaries and structure. Yeah. So, like, no rules is a bad rule. You want to hold it for a sec? I got something to do. Just for a minute or two. You say something.
I've been saying things. What were we talking about? Rules and no rules. There are no rules. Is no rules a rule?
Let's talk about our trip to California.
Okay, yeah, we went there. Yeah. Drove to California.
It was an 8-hour drive. Super duper boring. And seemed way longer on the way there than on the way back, which always happens, but this was way worse.
Yeah. Well, we backtracked a little bit as well and added on some time going to see my dad and having a little din-din.
Oh, yeah. On the way out, we were scheduled to, like, I think we left here at 6:30. We were going to get into Pioneer, California at like a reasonable time where it took like 8 hours. We were expecting to get into Pioneer. We left Thursday morning from Nampa at like 6:30 a.m. And I don't remember the time to get into Pioneer, but it's going to be like an 8-hour drive. So maybe, is that 4:30? No, 10.
We were 2:30? Pioneer too early.
Yeah, way too early.
That's why we decided to meet with my dad.
I was like, what if we went and met with Mike? Because we had suggested we take him out to dinner that night. And we were going to do it after we checked into our Airbnb. But then time-wise, we couldn't check in till like 4. So we were kind of like wasting time. We'd let Tucker out a lot on the trip, and like every hour sometimes it seemed like we were pulling over.
Yeah, we didn't always need to, but we were just killing a little time, like taking our time
ish,
killing time,
like not really enjoying it, but still, like,
I mean, that stretch between so like Oregon and like
everything else,
Sparks, Nevada, you don't see much.
No,
it's some. It is boring. I like the drive on the way back when we went up 88 to 595 into Reno.
So, but
that was scenic.
Yeah.
And a lot of shit I don't think I've ever seen before.
But
even living in California.
Like, cut over to see your dad. We went the wrong way the first time. We had to backtrack like 11 miles. And then, didn't we get on the shitty road?
Shitty road?
To go see your dad? Wasn't it, like, way sketchier or no?
Well, that was, like...
Yeah.
A lot of it was...
Donner Pass. Oh, it was freeway. The Donner Pass part I didn't like.
In the Sierras,
yeah, the 11 miles.
Oh, yeah, that part sucks.
Yes, way I hate that drive. Hate it.
Yeah,
it's so horrible. Sketchy. It seems... The lanes seem too narrow.
Get, like, guardrails on both sides.
Oh, my
sides,
God.
Like the cement.
You have a guardrail and then a
and
semi,
then the semi
that's,
yeah,
like, encroaching.
And then a bunch of curves. You're
yeah.
Like, you don't even want to go... Like, be next to him on the curb.
And cars tailgating
you're like,
you.
I am going to get Right.
When the speed limit's like, what, 65, 70? It's super fast.
65.
Yeah, it's too fast, I feel like.
I mean, they have the signs on some of the corners.
Slow down, you're going 73.
I think that's optional.
The slowdown part?
Like the yellow sign with like the curvy arrow. I don't think it's because, I mean, why aren't they white like the other ones?
I didn't think they were just suggestions.
Oh, I thought they were.
Oh, but what if something happens and you're in an accident? I bet they're like, did you obey the
suggestion?
Yeah, and if you say no, then you're wrong, I would feel.
Maybe.
I think that's how the law works. Okay, like, here's a suggestion that you didn't take.
Why aren't they like, just like the other ones, like this corner?
Well, is yield a suggestion? No, it's a command.
But I'm still.
But yield is in yellow, and the suggestions were in yellow, right?
I thought yield was white and red.
I thought yield was yellow.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up again on my phone.
Oh, God.
I thought it was white and red.
All right.
Upside down triangle.
Yeah, I thought it was yellow. Same look.
Maybe there's both options.
One sounds worse than the other.
Yield sounds worse than yield.
Well, red yield sounds worse than yellow yield.
Okay. No, I think I can see the yellow yield as well. I think there's both.
Yellow. Are you going to ask what color yields there are? Hey, Siri.
I'm just going to say,
I talked to her earlier today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I was like,
I asked her about the length of time that seeds take to germinate.
The biased yield signs.
Biased?
Yeah, I just said yield signs. Okay, let's see.
And it's 2 weeks.
Red and yellow.
A little bit more, a little bit less on germinated seeds.
Yeah, okay, so...
Oh, red and yellow. Fuck yeah!
So we're both
correct. That's the one I pictured, that one. You pictured that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Exactly, dude. Okay, so why are we talking about that? Who knows? We had a trip to California, am I right?
Yeah, we did. We got there. Something with yielding and that and driving and such.
Oh, yeah. Something about that. What the fuck are we watching?
Oh, I just put on a movie for, like, visual.
Jackie Chan.
I think it's Spies Like Us.
Is he still alive?
I think, yeah, he's alive.
Jackie Chan?
He didn't die.
Oh, okay. So seems like everybody else did this year.
A lot of people died.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Fucking, what's his name? Just died yesterday.
Ray Liotta.
67.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
in his sleep.
Norm MacDonald. Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Amazing Jonathan. Oh, jeez. Did you ever watch?
I never did. No.
I've seen actually his old stuff like on TV.
Is that something?
I mean, he was his own brand, I'd say.
Wacky.
Like this kind of like comedian, like almost shock magician kind of guy. Yeah, we'll do like jokes where we like stab a knife through his hand.
For real?
No, I mean it was all
magic?
I mean it looked real. But it wasn't. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, stuff like that. He was a nut job.
How did he pass?
I think he had some kind of terminal disease or something. There's a special out about it. I'm not a special, but a documentary that actually I've wanted to check out.
Mm.
I don't know what it's called. It might just be called The Amazing Jonathan.
Oh, God. This is gross, whatever he's making.
What are we watching?
Whatever show you put on.
Oh,
Jackie Chan's cooking.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah,
I just want to see him do some kung fu karate shit. But he fights, his style of fighting is, he brings like objects into it, so you're not technically fighting him all the time. Sometimes you're just fighting this object.
Like a stick?
Yeah, or like, I think I've seen one before with like a ladder or something like that, yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
No, I think it's pretty creative or ingenious that kind of almost takes himself out of it a little bit.
Gross.
What was that?
I don't know. Oatmeal? Oh, yeah. Gross. you talk about the Airbnb we found?
Oh, yeah.
How crazy it was to get back in there.
Yeah, so we first thing that happened was, so from Airbnb, when you click the directions tab, and it gives you the option to go either Apple Maps or Google Maps, because I have both on my phone. I think I picked Apple at the time, but what we found out later, no matter if you picked Apple or Google, from the link in the app, it's going to take you to the wrong place.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, you had to manually type in the address in Apple or Google Maps to get to the right place. Yeah, we ended up in some fucking down some dirt roads. Not that our cabin wasn't down a dirt road or anything, but it was kind of cool. It was quiet. We get there, we figure that out, you know, we get to the place, and yeah, it's a little it's in the woods, little cabin Airbnb, downstairs and upstairs,
one bathroom. The upstairs was the weirdest because there was a queen bed where you swear it was a full, but I think it was,
I don't think it was.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, it was in a slanty attic, so you don't have full height through the whole thing. Yeah. And then just a dresser, but the dresser was completely full.
Yeah.
You couldn't put any, there was no
place anything.
Like, you could not unpack, so I didn't even bring my
clothes.
I left my bag down in the kitchen area behind the fridge. I didn't even, like, move my, I just got my, because also, the upstairs was really weird, because, like, Chris and I had a door to that room, but then the first night, so we didn't have Chris's dad come the first night. We thought we'd just, like, get there, chill out, spend time with Tucker, you know, relax. And Chris looks up, and, like, there's a hole in the wall that goes into the other area upstairs, which is where Chris's dad would be staying, because there's, like, a double bed, a twin-size bed in a crib frame, and then
like a twin-size bed
like under the alcove area where Chris had put his clothes. So yeah, where was I going with that? It was just interesting. So downstairs was like this little living room with a super uncomfortable couch, a TV, and then a table, four chairs, in a small kitchen with sliding doors out onto a deck, which was awesome. And then a single bathroom downstairs off the kitchen and the utility room, which was tiny. But it was kind of like perfect for us. So, and it was so quiet.
Like, at least a barbecue grill on the deck.
Yeah.
Barbecue some chicken.
Yeah. We played Five Crowns with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Which first time he'd ever played. What'd you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right here.
I already did it.
Ish.
Yeah. Oh, you got it right in the wrong way.
Oh, now you gotta say what we're doing.
Oh, we're eating Russell Stover sugar-free chocolates.
Uh-huh. And each night we kind of pick a new one.
Well, some, yeah.
Like we used to pick our, the one we wanted, but like now we just kind of randomly pick, and then the other person has to eat that one.
Yeah. Eat yours so we can have another pick.
So you picked dark caramel? Caramel.
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 Do you say caramel or caramel?
I say caramel.
I say caramel.
I say either.
Either or either.
You say either.
Neither or neither.
You say neither, you say neither?
Most of the times, there are situations where I interchange them. Interchange, is that the right word?
It seems uppity, yeah. I think either seems uppity compared to either.
Like if you were saying like, hey, do you want this or this? And I say either one, mm-hmm. That sounds uppity. As opposed to saying either one. I feel like either one doesn't sound correct.
Hmm.
Either one sounds more correct to me.
Sounds uppity.
I feel like it sounds correct.
Hmm. Maybe from an uppity person. Them apples.
I mean, yeah.
All right, maybe I'm taking.
Okay, do it.
Did you just go super random?
No, it's all in context, I think.
Because I just got caramel.
Oh, sheesh.
We're just going straight random, dude.
I know, but we gotta have a little variety.
Dark truffle?
Dark truffle. I could do a dark truffle. Do we have two, though?
That's what we need to know. Oh, there's my gun. What else is going on? We went to the open mic last night.
We didn't even talk about the whole California trip, but like, are we going to? Or are we just moving on?
Suicide bus.
Suicide bus, had the family gathering, went home.
Yeah.
Bada boom, bada bing. We are great storytellers.
Suicide bus was in a Walmart parking lot, and you, if you haven't seen this, you got to look at our stories on Instagram, but this is, it's a crazy story where Corey Riches or something.
Okay.
We follow him. Anyway, look at our stories on Instagram. Suicide bus, something like that. He lost his son and father in the same week to suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he and his girlfriend have been doing for, what, a year? 14 months or something.
A little bit over a year.
Yeah, and they like send out kits to families in the U.S. that have lost their loved ones to suicide, and you can take some of the ashes and color it, and then like in a paint kind of, and then they put that on their bus. And
it looks like litter.
Yeah,
it's
glitter.
Ashes. Yeah. Pretty cool.
And then they sign names of people that have passed. On their bus via suicide.
I hope it keeps going. And you sounded like a little not too. They sound like not promising when we talk to them. Like, you know, this is what we're doing. We don't know if we can keep maintaining it.
Mm-hmm.
But to get that idea.
Yeah, but also they need money, so maybe that's part of a shtick.
Did
you pay them?
Yeah, I've been mowing them some. Cashola. Help out the cause.
And they had a really cool pit bull in their van.
Oh, gray and white one, yeah. They're crazy looking, too.
Mm-hmm. Describe it. It looked like from another world-ish.
It was like Mad Max-ish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also had like a planter box outside too, where they were growing shit.
I don't remember that part.
Oh, really? I think there was flowers in there or something.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So they just pull those inside when they move to the next location?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, in this crazy Walmart parking lot. Yeah. They were kind of separated.
In Sonora, California. Mm-hmm.
Where we'd already been there a very long time. I probably waited. So they sell, like, liquor in Walmarts, and the prices are really good. But you have to wait, like, half an hour for the one person that works in Walmart with the key to arrive. And she finally came after I'd left a couple times. She came, and everybody that was already in line knew that I was first in line because I had talked to every one of them when they came up. And I was like, I found her. It was amazing. Did you give me this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So our new eating plan, we get two of these candies and a butterscotch a night, basically. You chew your butterscotch. I have to let mine melt. I don't think you should put one in your mouth when you're podcasting, dude.
Like AMSR.
ASMR?
Whatever it is. AMSR?
I thought it was ASMR.
Might be. Yeah, sorry about that. If you chew them, they get stuck in your fucking molars. Once it's all gone, you still have some.
And you think that's a bonus?
Because it's just like sugary kind of stuff, it eventually melts away, but you get bonus.
You have to pick it out. You almost can't have one in your mouth without chewing it, because I'm chewing mine. I don't mean to.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, fill out the just a stuck in your teeth. It eventually melts away and it's like extra
butterscotch.
And these sugar-free candies, they're expensive, but my God, are they good.
Pretty good. Don't make you shit weird, right?
No. So far, so good. Knock on wood.
So far, so good. Knock on wood. Hoosie doosie.
So tell them about the open mic last night and then we'll call it.
Open mic, went to it. We podcast with Dylan Hunter. Oh, yeah. Who won, I know, his best comedian competition just this past week. That was a really good one. That'll be coming out
soon.
Actually, it's going to be out before you hear this one. So, yeah, that one's already ready to go. We just have to do the write up. It's loaded up.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
I'll do the write up.
Yeah, so Dylan Hunter's out, winner of I Know's Best Comedy Competition. And this one is next, which you're listening to now. What's after that? Who do we have coming up? Is that what we're doing right now? Talking about what's coming up?
No, we were talking about what we did yesterday.
Oh.
Dylan Hunter, and then we did the open mic.
Oh, yeah. I was giving a rundown. And I was like, just went into, like, what are we doing next?
Yeah.
Okay. Had Dylan Hunter on. What are you doing?
Well, we don't get three.
Well, can I have one more butterscotch then?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we had Dylan Hunter on from 8 to 9.
Yeah.
And at 9:30 is the open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays at the lounge, and it's awesome. And you should totally come. It's a totally safe, comfortable, I feel like, environment for comedians to try out new stuff, which is the whole purpose. But we're all, like, super down to have a great time and have fun and nobody's chastised. I don't know if that goes down, but it doesn't happen there.
Yeah, not in our experience.
No. And we've been there since the beginning.
Yeah, so we watched the open mic, and it was really cool. We saw some
really funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really funny.
I shouldn't have started talking when I just put butterscotch in my mouth.
No. And then after the open mic, which took was about 2 hours, there was some funny fucking shit going on. We all go to our studio because Riley Hoy wanted to see it. And so then Jack Wheeler and Nate Ford, two other local comedians, come with us. And we kind of joked about having a podcast, but we never did turn it on, which we should have.
I think it would have been good, yeah. We got introspective.
And so we sat there for at least an hour. And then we all ended up in the hall with Moondeck giving away some of his props from his special. And they were flags of Korea and knives and basically
North Korea,
yeah. Basically every person that was out there, I think except for Coral, took a knife from Moondeck. And then we
tried. I know.
What?
I sharpened mine today.
Did you?
Yeah, with the knife sharpener.
And then we tried to take a group moving video or photo or whatever, and we could not get the timing right, but it turned into some hilarious photos. Well, that's because Eugene was like doing a 1-2-3, but don't go just yet. And then he was doing another practice.
No.
It doesn't even make sense.
He didn't go on the first three. That was just timing.
That's ridiculous.
1-2-3, 1-2, ha.
So go on the fifth. I'm going to have
and
to.
No, on the sixth.
Why not just go on the third like a normal person?
I want one of those.
No,
I can't,
you just had a second.
I didn't know because I asked for a chocolate and you're like, no. And I was like, can I have a butterscotch? You're like, yeah. And then you had a chocolate and you're like, nope, you just had a butterscotch.
You're not even listening. I didn't even say what I was going to do. I was going to say I was going to have one bite of it to make up for the butterscotch. I mean, if you have a better option, let me know.
I feel like I should have gotten a half for option.
Well, it's too late. What do? You ate a butterscotch.
I didn't know I had a chocolate option.
There was no option, but I thought maybe...
you had the option.
Oh, because you ate the last butterscotch. What the fuck?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, but still, no. Well, that's not a thing.
It most certainly is.
I had to search for all the butterscotches to see if there was an equal amount.
Yes, and then decide whether you're going to have one. You should call proper planning, dude. I'm not kidding. I am serious.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not joking. Yeah. I mean this. So, like, what would you like me to do to even this shit out that you caused?
I didn't cause it.
You should have looked to see if there was an equal amount. That's what I do with the candies. So how can I make this right and still have a little bite right now? That's where I thought the...
Oh, I thought you had a bite already.
No,
oh, you
I put
didn't?
It back.
Oh, well, just bite it.
Well, now it's gone.
No, it's in there.
I'm opening a new one.
Oh, good.
It's delicious. You're a jerk. Amen.
All right. Well, this is a good episode.
You can cut that out. I'm going to listen to yourself and then cut that out.
Oh, I got to listen to the whole thing?
Well, if you're going to cut shit out. Not the whole thing, but like...
What was the other time? Let's end this, because if I'm cutting shit out, I gotta listen to the whole thing.
Jesus.
Jesus. Did you say Jesus or Jesus?
Yes.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better.
Jesus?
Jesus.
All right.
Does that work? So,
whatever. Thanks for listening.
Jesus, this has been bad. Let us know. Did this suck?
Super sucky right here. Yeah, it was. I feel like it was good, and then it got all stilty and weird.
Yeah. Like, maybe we just cut it there, and then we go, I'm signing out.
I'm gone. Okay. Or maybe we just play the awkwardness.
Maybe, yeah. Some people may like it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's super awkward right now, but like, it is funny.
Who knows?
Just say.
Wait, what?
Is this all you have? I'm going to finish it.
There's one right there, too.
Full one?
No, not full. All right. We're doing our regular outro.
Yeah.
I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Thanks so much for listening, watching, sharing, liking, doing all the things. Point that at me.
I hope.
We're super...
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, we're super grateful. And what do you hope?
Oh, I hope this is okay, this episode. It may be shit.
Oh, whatever.
No, but yeah, I'm optimistic.
Why do you sound like that?
But, okay, sorry. I feel like I'm still optimistic about it.
That doesn't sound like it, right?
I hope it's not shit. I hope it's... No, I feel like it's going to be great. All right.
See ya.
Peace out.